Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, the shark, babe, has such teeth there, and it shows them pearly white. Just a jackknife has old Maggie Heath, babe, and it keeps it out of...
Congratulations, everybody. I appreciate everybody calling, being part of the show today. We're calling once again live from the basement of Aces and Eights Bars, because today we have with us, alive, as we take off his hood, we have the famous, the good-looking Mad Dog himself, Colin Herbert, on talk everything he knows about fantasy books, fantasy sports, and bookmaking within that thing. The best thing we need to know about Mad Dog is this. Not only is he one of the leading players, leading individuals in the Canadian Football League, he is probably the man who will most be voted be most likely to succeed and look underground in the years to come as a true owner of that organization. And with that, good morning, sir. How are you doing?
Oh, good evening, Wayne. I am doing great, and that is a very, very flattering introduction, and it's a pleasure to be on with you. I've heard so many good things about you, and just a pleasure to be on, and hopefully we can maybe inform some people about what I do.
Right,
and,
absolutely.
And absolutely.
Absolutely. I appreciate, again, taking the time coming on so late this evening, and I'm looking forward to this conversation. So, I think I understand, but I don't. That's why we have you on, because you're an expert. What is meant by fantasy sports?
It is a community of people who they it's not betting like gambling on individual games, but they will take individual players from teams that are playing like in daily fantasy sports that day, or in when it comes to the NFL and professional football, they sometimes do a season long fantasy sports where they draft players from teams. And they keep them throughout the season, and a lot of money on the table, but it's a team where you get to pick your own players, you watch as the games go on, and you amount points, and you, like in daily fantasy sports, you can do it every day, or like I said, in the NFL, it's a weekly thing.
Right, I mean, I understand, like, for instance, I did one on Yahoo years ago where you got so much money, fake money, and a quarterback would be so much, a running back would be so much, or what it would be that you could fit within your wage cap, should I say. And that's the team that you had. If you set somebody down that was injured in real life or whatever that might be. What I find amazing, and correct me if I'm wrong, that we have fantasy football, we have fantasy baseball, fantasy basketball, fantasy hockey, we have fantasy NASCAR, right?
A fantasy every sport. You can play fantasy English Premier League soccer. DraftKings started fantasy Canadian Football League just earlier this year. Yes, they did. Yeah, for the first time, first year they did.
Wow.
Just anything, fantasy golf, anything you can think of now. Even I think the WNBA had a fantasy league where they gave out prizes. You didn't have to join in, spend any money. You can just join it for free, and you can do it that way as well. And I know people that are so obsessed with fantasy sports, so they love the action so much that they get into everything.
Absolutely.
Me personally.
I'm sorry?
Not me personally. Like I have been gone overboard, and you know, I play fantasy baseball, fantasy NFL, and hockey and basketball. But even fringe sports, the so-called fringe sports, there's fantasy leagues for them as well.
Right. I know. I can do bets in the fantasy league and MMA. I understand as well now. And it's amazing. I know about English Premier Football soccer. I'm surprised at that, but I shouldn't be, because soccer is getting bigger and bigger in the United States.
Yes, it is. There's I haven't played in a couple of years, but Fantasy Major League Soccer, that has actually been going on for like 20 years since the start of it,
right
before the real blow up of the internet.
And I can understand why. I can understand if I'm a. I don't mean to offend anybody out there that like sports more than I do. Different things out there, but I can understand if I'm a younger sports organization, why I'm going to encourage people to play fantasy, because if I can get them to be involved in fantasy, I can get them to come to a game or to buy a shirt, and that's money for me, that's money for my team, money for the players, right?
Absolutely. I believe now, right now, the NFL, it's the biggest league in the world, but I have to believe, I believe in my heart now that the majority of the fans that watch the NFL on TV, which is where the NFL gets their massive money and their billions of dollars in their TV deal, they aren't even fans of football. They aren't even fans of a team. They just play fantasy sports, and they have action on the game. I think it's gotten to that point where maybe people aren't really fans of sports, but they play fantasy sports, and that's what gets them in the door, and that's what leagues. I think leagues should actually start by doing that, featuring that stuff.
I would concur, and I, as people may not know, in real life I do media consulting, and one of the recent jobs I had, I found out that approximately 50% of the people at a sporting event cannot tell you either the name of the teams. I found that shocking when I read it.
A year ago, I would be the same as you, shocking. But I've seen it. I see it in bars every week.
The
2 years ago, you'd go to a bar and you'd have the fans of all the teams in there. They have the jerseys on, and now you just see guys in there with their pencils and their pens and their laptops. In front of a whole bunch of TVs, like at Buffalo Wild Wings or your local establishment, whatever it may be, and they just want to know how their fantasy team is doing.
Absolutely. Well, there's money in it. I mean, there's a difference between my son-in-law and my grandson are big fantasy football players, right? But they're big big football people, right? But they're really into the game. They can tell you, and they're Green Bay Packers fans. They can tell you about the team. They can tell you about the players. They got the statistics down, but they talk to me and they say so few of their friends know even who's the player of the team anymore. And I don't know why that came about, but you're correct. A lot of these people still are playing fantasy football, and some of them are dropping some major money on some of these fantasy leagues websites.
Yeah, it's so easy to do now. It's so accessible through the websites like DraftKings and FanDuel that it gets everybody involved. To win at daily fantasy sports, you don't really have to know a whole lot. You just have to know who the top players are, and it's sort of like an NCAA basketball draft tournament pool where you pick the winners. It's always the person that knows the least that always wins the pot of money, because that's just the way it is in fantasy sports. I listen to these experts like on XM radio or whatever, and they know just about as much as the person who will just casually go about their day and look at their fantasy rosters for 5 minutes a day, maybe.
If that, and you're correct. I mean, random chance plays a big factor. And what gets me, let's go into the gambling part of it, because I think we've established what fantasy sports are. What fascinates me is the bookmaking opportunities are these fan sites. And again, this is a show of opinion, entertainment only, and everybody's free to have their own opinion on anything that we say. We're not experts. We don't play with them on TV. This was a show, we hope, entertaining and educates in some fashion. But that being said, going back to the show, I'm fascinated with the amount of money being spent on fantasy gaming. Off the air, I thought you said it was about $1 billion.
It's $1 billion industry, and it's a polarizing industry. As you know, in certain places, I think we spoke off there, but we didn't finish it. In New York, the Attorney General there banned DraftKings and FanDuel, and it's the easiest thing you can tax because you know who's winning. You know, when they sign up, you know who's winning what. You know how much they're winning. If you ban them, the people are still going to play it, whether it's going to be a group of neighborhood people putting in a pile of money and a hat, and someone wins at the end of the week or whatever, they're still going to play it. So
yeah.
I don't understand it. And, you know, we know the government loves to tax us on everything. I'm surprised they haven't done it yet with fantasy sports.
Well, I know that Wisconsin passed a bill. I don't know I don't know how it works economically. I don't know if they're hitting up the websites for a fee to do it in Wisconsin or not. I don't know. And of course, winners would be reported to the state taxing authority, so they would get their tax money that way. You know, it's like when if I buy a lottery ticket at a gas station, if I went over $500, that money is reported to the state, you know, Department of Revenue. So they get their piece.
Yeah, it's the same thing in Ohio.
So, yeah, I mean, there's no way you're not going to escape the tax man.
No. And
they're going to get theirs.
We could ban a whole lot of stuff that people think is deviant behavior. People will still do it. We
mm-hmm.
tried to ban alcohol in the 1920s or whatever. People are still going to do it.
Well, they do. And the thing is, too, what gets me about the bookmaking part of it is this. I mean, let's say you and I are going to play fantasy sports, right? Let's say fantasy football, so we're in the same discussion realm. I can sign up to play it through a website, whatever I choose, I can also get tips and sheets from supposedly experts. Now,
mm-hmm.
are they really truly experts? Or they're saying are they experts? I don't know. You tell me.
They're not. How are you supposed to know what somebody does before the season starts? You can. We're just projecting.
Mm-hmm.
You can't project people getting hurt. You can't project, what people, how much playing time the coach is going to give somebody. I believe it's a waste of money. For someone who works a 9-to-5 job and plays fantasy sports and wants to win their league, and they hand over whatever it is, the amount of money it is on somebody's website to try to get an edge on somebody, because you can't predict.
Yeah.
You can't predict. None of us can predict the future, because if we did, we would all never be working again. We'd all be rich. We'd win the lottery many times over.
Right, I mean, if I'm going to, again, play fantasy football and invest money into doing so, I probably, if I get the local newspaper or the newspaper of the city that my team's plays in, will get what's going on with the team roster. If I listen to the approved radio show that they have their people on, I'm going to find out more what's going on the team, right? I mean, I get more information or better information for that $10 a week or $10 a month I'm investing with Joe Blow from Kokomo, who supposedly have an inside edge, right?
Right. In the NFL, it's pointless to do that, to give your money over to Joe Blow from Kokomo, because every team has a beat reporter on whatever, every station, ESPN, NFL Network. The teams have to put out injury reports. So to the public, they have to make who practiced that day and how much they practice. They have to make all that public. So you know just as much by just watching TV as an expert does.
Right. Oh, I concur that what gets me, going back to these sports and the money to be made in it, that I was shocked to find out how much time and money the NFL, ESPN, is spending on their own programming talking about fantasy sports.
Yeah, I don't know the amount of money they're paying those people to do that, but I know it's overkill. It really is. It's you would drive yourself crazy listening to these guys. And I would think if you took their rankings weekly by weekly rankings and then put them up against how the people performed, I think they'd be maybe hitting 50%.
Now that would be an interesting thing to study. Would be. Because if you go back and see those shows, you can see, and you can get what they predicted teams would do and players would do. You can chart performance that they predict versus real performance. And you then can rank the TV shows. Is ESPN better than the NFL one? Is it better than what ABC does? Is it better than what the Chicago station might do? Is it better than this podcast or that podcast? That's actually really fascinating to do.
I remember, this is just a small story here. A couple of years ago, these fantasy experts were so high on one of the Green Bay Packers players, Davante Adams, who's a wide receiver for them. Every week, they were telling these people to pick Davante Adams, Davante Adams, Davante Adams. And I'd watch the games, and I don't even know he existed at times. Like they try to, I guess, be too cool for school and pick the guys that no one would guess. And I know you live in Wisconsin, so you might be a Packer fan, but what's wrong with just picking Aaron Rodgers every week,
it's a safe bet. Nobody wants to go with a safe bet.
Yeah.
You would be remembered as the guy who or the woman who picked out this player, that player, the underdog nobody's ever heard of. I mean, this last week, and I don't know the man's name, some guy who did shitty last year did incredible last Sunday's football game. Absolutely incredible. I know he'd seen that coming, which I thought was amazing. But again, that's why I personally watched the Green Bay Packers. I've really cut back in my watching football because of the idiot's taking a knee, right? I think that's despicable, right? I'm not going to reward that with my time. But yet, some teams, you don't have that situation. Some teams have players who still contribute heavily on and off the field to local communities, which I think is really cool.
Well, I don't mean to bring this up. Let's just talk about the guy taking a knee for a second. In his first 2 years in the league, he was incredible. He led a team to a Super Bowl, to the Super Bowl game, and now he is. If he hadn't taken a knee, you wouldn't know he existed in the league. His team is horrible.
No.
He's having terrible time trying to even complete passes. He's fallen off the map, and who really could have? You couldn't have predicted that.
No, you're going to. And again, the player, even the fantasy sports aspect, you have to, if I am a team owner, I need people in the seats, I need people watching the game, I need people to be interested in the team, or I lose money. I don't even have to have a good team to make money with the team, right? I know this. So I want to do everything I can do to keep me relevant in the fans' eyes. I want to make sure that the fans, if I win or I lose, they walk into the stadium, they watch me on TV, or they participate in a fantasy football game of some sort, I want them to get as much entertainment from it as possible so they can continue to be interested in me, the team, buy my T-shirts, come to the games if I can get them there, buy the swag, get their money. I want their money.
Right. Although with the NFL, it's not much of a gate-driven league. Because if you watch the games, especially this coming weekend, because it's the last week of the season, half the places are going to be half full.
Right.
they don't, I saw a study 2 years ago, they don't even need to have a person in the building throughout the whole season to still turn a profit. That's how that's how ridiculous the TV deals are for them.
Oh, it's incredible. You switch the mask could fall for a second. We're the Milwaukee Bucks. The Milwaukee Bucks is going to make more money than God, and they don't have to have a game because the state bought them that arena, right? I'm sorry, I bought them that arena, and I can't afford a ticket. But I get to pay their, I get to pay taxes for billionaires because the team owners are billionaires. Will they be, right? They're not poor people.
Yeah.
But we paid for that stadium because we need a basketball team. No, we don't. But they have us all bamboozled that if the state doesn't do what we can do to keep them, we'll be out this money. Well, what money are we really out of? I mean, that's really interesting, is how much money professional sports make in something we don't talk about.
And talking about your team, you know, in your state there, the Milwaukee Bucks, their owners are actually owners of the local paper here in Columbus, Ohio, and they had they were actually talking to people at the local the Nationwide Arena regarding a possible move to Columbus from Milwaukee if that didn't get, you know, that didn't get passed the measure regarding the public financing the arena, which was insane.
Right? I mean, I forget how much money I think we gave them, and it's all fantasy sports, but it does talk about the money that's in the sports. I mean, there's a lot of money in sports, but let me ask you this question. I don't understand it enough. I participate. I'm going to play. You can pick the site. I'm going to play FanDuel, right?
Mm-hmm.
I can win money if I play FanDuel.
Right.
Okay. Forgive me the stupid questions. So how much money, if I'm an okay guy, you know, if I'm pretty, say, more say average, am I going to pay back the money I've invested by playing, or do I have to be really, really good in order to make at least my money back?
No, they have all different types of games. Like they have the, you know, they really do a good job of trying to get people in by giving them, you know, discounts. And if you put in $20 for the first time, we'll match you your $20. And then you can get into, like, these 50-50 games where, you know, you're in there with other people.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a pool of money. And you win back some of that money no matter what. But that's where they get you. They get you. It's just like anything. It's just like, you know, alcohol or smoking or, you know, scratch-off tickets. They get you in with these deals at first, and then they hope that you'll get addicted to the action.
Oh, okay. Coming back. Okay. And doing more stuff.
Yes. Yeah. And then they add more games on, more leagues, more sports. And then, you know, hopefully you're not spending hundreds or thousands of dollars a week on this stuff, but with anything, I think you can spend thousands of dollars on something, but, there's no limit to what you can spend.
Interesting.
I'm not sure if there's a limit on how much you can make.
I'm doing pretty good. I'm running at my 80%. So I have money. I'm doing good. So I'm getting my winnings, which I'm taking it. They're giving me money, real money that I can get out. So once I have a bankroll, how hard is it for me to get my money out of that system and into my hands?
Like, is there any difficulty in trying to, like, if you stop your account?
Right.
Very easy. You know, it's just like almost like PayPal. You can get the money out right away. It's
okay.
Almost, I guess, like a debit card or something.
Okay. I don't know. That's what I'm asking. I don't know. And, you know, forgive the stupid questions, but I find if I ask a stupid question, at least I know the answer.
Right.
Huh.
No,
fascinating.
It's an understandable question.
So the sites want me to become entertained to the point where I'll spend more money on the site, spend more time there. Therefore, I have to spend more money.
Yep. Exactly.
Huh. Interesting. So I take it then because they know who you are, they track you and what sports you're betting money on, how much money you bet in each sport, and then if they see you slack off or get you interested in something, they'll send you promotional material. Hey, Wayne, you're doing really good doing this. We have a league this for you, and you can get involved for X, Y, or Z.
Mm-hmm. They do exactly that.
Wow. So then they don't do, I expect anyone will also do horse racing as well, correct? The sport of kings.
I've on FanDuel and DraftKings, I've never seen horse racing, but I've watched horse racing on TV and I've seen a commercial for a site that does that, but off the top of my head, I have no idea what that site is, where you can...
Right, I was just curious. Yeah, okay, interesting. Interesting.
Yeah.
Now, I used to see a lot of television commercials on Draft and FanDuel. I don't see those commercials anymore. Have they been prevented from running them, do you believe, or what?
I used to see them all with the NFL, mostly. And
mm-hmm.
You're right, I have not seen... I can't remember seeing any of them in a while either. The NFL really, they don't want to say they're a part of the betting part of it, the gambling aspect of it, which is kind of a fraud, kind of a sham,
yeah.
Because they're going to find themselves with a team in Vegas soon.
Yes, the Raiders are going to go to Vegas. And they got $1 billion to go.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
Yeah,
they got $1 billion. Yeah, they give the Raiders, of all people, all Davis's family, $1 billion. Okay. Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of money in professional sports. Would you not agree?
Oh, it's mind-boggling. Billions, every owner is a billionaire. They don't need the money to be given to them by a city.
No, but yet, well, because we're told that we can have discussion that's a topic by itself. Is professional sports as a way to steal money from communities? Without a doubt. Oh yeah, a lot of money to be stolen, and we need to stick with the fans. Fantasy football for the show. And it's really easy to drift off this topic. But I understand that you have a website yourself, correct?
Myself?
You have a website, correct? You don't have a website.
I don't have a website.
I'm sorry. The little lady is telling me it's time to get off the air. If we want to follow you on Twitter or Facebook, how do we do that?
I just have Twitter. It's at Colin Hebert. That's Colin, and then my last name is Hebert, H-E-E-R-T, 614. And don't have a Facebook, I just have Twitter.
Okay, no problem. Well, I want to thank you for being on the show. Sorry that we brought those off topic a couple of times, but the little thing we'll show you is she's impatient about me getting out there. She's a little bitch that way. Anyway, and you can follow me at the Milwaukee Mab, and we will have you back on soon to talk about one of my biggest fan subjects, which is professional sports and how they can convince communities to spend $1 billion, billions of dollars on billionaires. But I do want to thank you again for being on the show tonight, sir.
Thank you very much, Wayne, anytime.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. All right, well, we'll put the hood back on so we can escort you back to the car, and the blind will be waiting for you in the back seat.
I love it. Thank you.
All righty. Thanks again, sir. Thanks.
Thank you.
Yep. Good night, sir, and good night, everybody listening. I really appreciate everybody listening to the show. It means a lot. Talk to you all later. Bye-bye.